The National Science Foundation's new Arctic research vessel Sikulyak is nearing completion. The $200 million project has experienced delays, but as KUAC's Dan Ross reports, final work is taking place at a Wisconsin shipyard.
The Sikulyak will be operated by the University of Alaska Fairbanks out of Seward, but it remains a long way from Alaska waters. Seward Marine Center Director Dan Oliver says the project's about 9 months behind schedule. Oliver blames numerous technical problems related to integration of the 261-foot vessel's complicated electronic and mechanical equipment, most recently with its high-tech propulsion system, which is being worked on at a Lake Michigan shipyard in Wisconsin.
It is having a lube oil system modification to both of the Z drives. The ship should have that work completed by the middle of next week and is scheduled to undock and be refloated on the 10th of May.
The Sikulyak has been in and out of the water numerous times for testing since its ceremonial launch in October 2012. Oliver says delays are expected when a one-of-a-kind vessel is built, and the project is well within its $200 million budget.
I've got something on the order of about $20 million bucks left to get the ship through post-delivery period, get it through all the, essentially a year's worth of post-delivery trials.
The university is scheduled to take delivery of the ship in late May, after which it'll begin the long journey to Alaska.
We'll bring it out to the Pacific through the Panama Canal, and we start our first round of funded science this fall.
The research projects will take place in waters between California, Hawaii, and Guam through January 2015. The Sikulyak will then head for Alaska, making a brief first stop at its home port of Seward before continuing north.
We'll take it up into the Bering Sea, do some ice trials with the ship to evaluate ice breaking performance and to train the crew and to operate the science systems in ice. And we'll do that in the Bering Sea in the mid-March to early April timeframe next year.
Sikulyak is the Inupiaq word for young sea ice, and the ship is designed to travel through ice up to 2.5 feet thick. It'll be unique in the U.S. scientific research fleet, providing expanded capacity in Arctic and Antarctic waters. The ship will be contracted out for projects. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.